Well, what we've been seeing is the Iranians really have two methods for terrorism. Number one are the operations that they attempt to kind of launch themselves. The last time we really had a rise in tension between Israel and Iran, and there was a purported Israeli campaign that was targeting nuclear scientists. There were assassinations and bombings and such in Tehran at that point. We saw the Iranians respond by dispatching personnel from the IRGC, the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, across the world, basically, to try to conduct attacks targeting Israeli and Jewish targets. And so we saw, failed attacks in places like Tbilisi, Bangkok. We saw one in Cyprus. We also had kind of a botched attack in New Delhi targeting an Israeli diplomatic vehicle. So that's kind of the direct response. Secondly, they can use their terrorist proxies. And in fact, we saw Hezbollah conduct a suicide bombing at a Bulgarian airport targeting Israeli tourists that was believed to be linked to that same campaign, back in Burgos. So, they really have those different cards to play.
All right. So let's talk about those proxies. Who are they and what are their strengths?
Well, really, the largest proxy that we have out there is Hezbollah and the most capable. And quite frankly, when it comes to projecting terrorist capability, I would argue that Hezbollah is probably more capable than, say, the Al-Qaeda core or the Islamic State core at this point. They are large. They are, transnational, have roots in a number of different places because of their finance and logistics nodes that they have in Southeast Asia, in the Indian subcontinent, in Africa, in South America. They really are a global financial and terrorist organization, but they are also very good at terrorism, and they've been doing it since the 80s. So Hezbollah really has to be the number one fear there. But also we have seen Iran working with a number of other proxies within the region, Palestinian groups such as Hamas and the Palestinian Islamic Jihad, PIJ, in Gaza. And, over the years, we have seen the Iranians train and arm them, provide them with rockets and other weaponry to strike Israel. Also, they have other proxies in places like Iraq, Syria, obviously, Afghanistan, and even in Yemen with the Houthis. So, but out of all those proxy groups they work with, really the most capable and the most dangerous is Hezbollah.
Do you think that they're able to or capable of utilizing the element of surprise, these proxies, against the U.S. Or the U.S.'s allies like the U.K. or Israel, which are the likely suspects when it comes to these attacks on Iran's nuclear facilities? Do these proxies have the element of surprise, considering that they're well known, as you've laid out, to the U.S. and its allies?
Well, I mean, they are known quantities, obviously, and certainly as we saw with the Buenos Aires attacks back in the day, everyone realizes that Hezbollah has a really long arm, and especially when they are kind of assisted and equipped by Iranian diplomatic personnel. However, they kind of have the advantage of time being on their side, and that they can kind of pick the place and time of those attacks. And that can kind of give them an element of tactical surprise, if not strategic surprise. So it's certainly something to be concerned about. I honestly don't think the Israelis were expecting to be attacked in New Delhi last time around. But that's what we saw happen. And that's also the kind of possibility we have to worry about this time. The Iranians trying to pick, someplace that will provide them that tactical surprise.
What does the U.S. have that can help it repel or to deal with these kinds of possibilities?
Well, the biggest tool that is going to help everyone right now is number one, awareness. I'm sure that the United States and Israel and other allies are very aware of this potential threat. And, whoever started this campaign, if it was the Israelis, would have known in advance that there was a blowback potential from the Iranians and that the Iranians were likely to retaliate. So that would have caused them to up their situational awareness, to really put up their intelligence radar, to start collecting even more so focus collection against IRGC personnel, Iranian Ministry of Intelligence and Security, MOIS personnel, as well as people associated with these proxy groups, you know, globally. And you know, whether that's in Europe, South America, Asia, or elsewhere.
Anything you want to add on this that I haven't asked about?
I think it's important to realize that while this, you know, this is a real threat, quite frankly, when it comes to the IRGC itself, many of the attacks that we have seen in you know, recent years, whether those were you know, botched attacks or planned attacks against Israelis or even against Iranian dissidents in places like Europe, they haven't been particularly good. The IRGC has really struggled with what we call terrorist tradecraft and the ability to work without being detected in a hostile environment. So we'll see IRGC people, you know, picked up in Germany or Austria or the Netherlands and other places. So I think that you know, the threat is out there, but I think it's definitely manageable, especially if the intelligence agencies are really looking, you know, for this attack cycle as it's being conducted.
Scott Stewart is a vice president at Torchstone Global. JJ Green, WTOP News.